Welcome to the B-Field Alumni Podcast.
Coming to you from the B-Field Alumni House.
We're your hosts, Nina Raffo
and Peter Young. As part of our special two-episode premiere, I, Peter, will be interviewed by Nina.
You'll get to hear about Peter's time as a student during Katrina, the clubs he was involved in on campus, and his path from Tulane student to Tulane staff member.
Let's get to the episode. Great. I graduated from 2007 from Tulane College with a degree in political science and minors in French and business. And then I got a master's degree from the, at the time, School of Continuing Studies in 2014, and then an MBA in 2017 from the Freedman School.
Okay, cool. My first question, obviously, is do you speak French?
Un peu.
S'il vous plaît.
Beautiful. I didn't study abroad, but I can still like understand it.
Yeah, like yeah. You can confidently go into a boulangerie or a pâtisserie and order some croissant.
Yes, and one time I was in Spain and I do not speak Spanish, and we were at a knife store in Cordoba, and the man at the knife store didn't speak Spanish, but he spoke French, so I could talk with him about knives and like do that.
That's amazing.
Yeah,
that's
ended up getting some Cordoban steel.
Okay, word.
Yeah.
Cool. So I don't speak French. I never like took a French class or anything. Okay, cool. So tell me about how you ended up at Tulane for undergrad, and then what made you continue to like get to come back and to get more degrees from here.
I applied to Tulane because a friend of mine from home, so you're older than me, went to Tulane. Her name's Jen Rohrbach. Shout out Jen Rohrbach. I came to visit her freshman year, my senior year of high school, and I think it was February. We just had a snowstorm at home for like an entire week. And then I came to New Orleans in February, and it was like sunny, 70 degrees, campus is beautiful, everyone was having a great time. Met some of her friends, they were awesome. And I think the other thing that helped was that I applied to Tulane early. At the time they had early action, so I applied in whatever, late summer, maybe August or September. And I heard back from Tulane in like October, so they were the first school I got an acceptance from.
Same.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Which made you feel great, and then you're judging every school you also get accepted to against Tulane, and Tulane always won out.
Totally.
Yeah.
Yeah. I felt the same way when I applied. Yeah. I applied early, actually, because they had it then. We don't have it now, do we?
I think it's just early decision.
Yeah. Yeah. Which is crazy.
I don't actually know, so we can cut that.
Yeah. Okay. Where did you live your freshman year?
Monroe, 12th floor, penthouse.
Oh my God, what a view.
What a view.
Campus or city view?
Campus view.
Cool.
I was 1212, relatively close to the elevators, which I thought was fun until like the very first night of school, we went to the party behind Sharp, and there were a bunch of sophomores at the party, and they told us that previous year, the Monroe 12th floor had been condemned and nobody lived there, which we all believed.
Oh, of course.
It seemed like it could have been true. It turns out it was not true.
Yeah. But, yeah. Okay. Now, this party behind Sharp, was it like a block party?
Yes, it was.
I lived behind Sharp, so I'm sure that like it was my house that I lived in years later.
That was like what you did. I think the first night of school or the first night of orientation, the party behind Sharp was what everyone did. So like there's a little gate behind Sharp that goes out into the neighborhood, whatever street that is.
Yep.
And there were like four houses there, and it seemed like they were all lived in by Tulane upperclassmen, and there was just a party.
Amazing.
Yeah.
Magnolia Street is what it is.
Great.
Yes.
Officially.
Amazing. That's so cool. I love that. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I lived like right on the corner there. It was the best. I lived there for 2 years, and I love it. Yeah. I know I pass it whenever I like leave, and they like got a new paint job. It's fun.
Mm.
Yeah. Okay. So what was getting away from parties and into school? What was your favorite class or professor or anything in that realm? It also does not have to be your favorite. We're not going to hold you to this. Just one that stands out to you in this moment that you love.
I have a lot of favorites, a lot of favorite professors and classes. Mm-hmm. I think the one that stands out the most is, I now forget what the class was called. It may have been public opinion and voting behavior. And my junior year, there was a mayoral election in New Orleans. And our professor activated our class to do a bunch of exit polling of people after they voted.
Cool.
And it was very cool. We got to see what it was actually like. You'd have to walk up to people after they voted, and they were like, "What do you want?" And you're like, "We're here to take a poll for it." And like every so often, people would actually answer, but we got pretty good data. And we then got to see the professor using it live on TV that night when he was discussing like exit polling returns, and then he used it in a paper and he credited all of us with our work.
That's
It
awesome.
was very cool.
Do you remember the professor's name?
Brian Brocks, excellent professor.
Cool.
Yes.
That's awesome. Is he still here?
Still here. I took him for, I think, two classes, maybe three classes. I took
Which?
him for Congress. Maybe it was just two. Yeah.
That's
Or
awesome.
political parties, not Congress, political parties.
Cool.
I'll have to go back and check my transcript.
Oh yes, we can load that up and
Yeah.
double check. What student organizations were you involved in?
I was involved in some here and there. So I was involved in student government. So the undergraduate student government, the Tulane College Senate. For a few years, I was also involved with the Hullabaloo. I was a writer for the Views section my freshman year. And then I joined the business office, helping out the business manager at the time, who was Sarah Wallace.
Cool.
I joined AK Psi, the business fraternity.
Same.
Great.
And I and you.
Yeah, I knew. I was involved in TUCP my freshman year because I learned that one of the bands they were hosting on campus was Guster, and I love Guster. So I helped out with that and got a t-shirt, and I got them all to sign it, and I still have it signed
Sure.
from them. I think that's it.
When you were in USG, was it called USG at the time?
Yes.
Okay, what was the deal? Like, did you have any leadership roles within that? Because I think,
Yes, I did.
yes.
So I was a USG senator my freshman year, and then at the time, each of the colleges had a whip that was like the leader of their Senate delegate or their student government delegation. So my sophomore year, I was the Tulane College whip, and then I was the president of the undergraduate student government my junior and senior years.
Wow, a double term.
A two-term president, yeah.
Wow. Are you like the only one in history? I feel like,
I
I
was
mean,
the first, but not the only.
not the only, but you were the
I
first.
believe
It's
so.
exciting.
But at the time, also the student government became bicameral, I think, in the year 2000. So it was a
Okay.
relatively new kind of setup. So I think, and I became president in the spring of 2005. So I think there were only around 5 years for other people to have done it.
Okay.
Before that, it was just the Associated Student Body. It was a single house, and I don't know if there were any repeat presidents then.
Amazing.
Yes.
That's awesome.
So the when I was there, there was a president of the Associated Student Body for the entire set of students. There's an undergraduate president and a graduate president. So there were three student body presidents.
Now, does USG have the same rule as America where you can only have two terms, or do you think that one day there will be a three-term president?
There could be, at the time, the rules were you had to have completed, I think, 1 year, which precluded freshmen
Freshman,
or
okay.
first-year students from doing it. And then when you got elected, it's the spring semester of whatever year you're in. So I got elected
Right.
as a sophomore.
Got
Took
it.
office then.
And then you, as a senior, your second semester, somebody else was president.
Exactly.
Understood. Yeah.
Yeah.
Cool. That's awesome.
Tabitha Edgins was her name.
Amazing. I'm sure she did great.
Yes.
Yes. Okay. Big question here. Huge deal. Boot pizza or crepes?
Boot pizza.
Okay, good.
Crepes was not around when I was a student.
Oh,
Boot
never
pizza
mind.
was incredible.
Word up. That I agree. I love boot pizza.
Yes.
How much did a slice cost?
I think it was a dollar and a quarter.
Okay.
It was either a dollar or a dollar and a
Were you
quarter.
guys like carrying cash around?
Oh, yeah.
What year was
It was the dark ages. I went to school between 2003 and 2007.
So you were here during Katrina.
Yes, Katrina was my junior year.
Tell us a little bit about that. I'm sure that was.
So it was in August. It was before school had opened officially. I was back on campus because I was an orientation coordinator helping out with orientation. And my freshman year, we had had a hurricane break, another hurricane roll through, which had been my only previous experience with a hurricane and what it was like to go to school with one. And for that, a couple of friends and I just went to Texas, and we ended up staying around Lake Texarkana. And it was great. We got like a long weekend, played around on the lake, and then came back to school, and it was fine. So that was my concept of what a hurricane would be.
Right.
And that's what we all thought Katrina would be. We saw it entering the Gulf. And again, that was freshman move-in day. And so there was an announcement that the president would make an announcement about the hurricane that day. And I think around noon, he said, go home if you can. So we were moving students in, and then as we were moving them in, telling them, go home with your parents if you can. And then that day we also evacuated. So it was me and three friends. We got in a car and we drove north because they said the storm could still go east or west. So we drove north to Memphis and we went to Graceland.
Did you go to the, like,
Elvis's house? Oh, yeah. We went to, we did the tour of Graceland, all that stuff, which was super weird, but cool.
We can get into that later.
Yeah. I just remember a lot of plastic-covered furniture and things. Mm-hmm. And then from there, the storm started coming directly north, kind of towards Memphis. So we left there, and one of the girls in the car I was in was from outside of Chicago. So we went to her house, and that was where we saw the levees break and everything flood. And so we all went home from there. So I flew home to Baltimore.
Were you guys watching the news?
Oh, religiously.
Were you guys, like, crying and emotional? Or were you kind of like, what does this mean?
Like, it was mostly, like, shell-shocked.
Yeah.
You know, because at that point, everybody, a lot of students still had not come back to campus because classes hadn't begun yet. But right. A fair number were still back because they were helping with orientation or, like, athletes or whatever. So it was just, like, so strange to see these places you see every day, like, covered in water and, like, the absolute horror at the Superdome. And, you know, they were flying around showing people on their roofs. And, yeah, so it was, like, I believe I saw my car on the third or fourth floor of the Duval parking lot. Because mm-hmm. I left it there because I was, like, don't leave it on the first floor. Maybe it'll flood.
Right.
So I think I saw it and it was still safe.
Oh, my God. You were probably like, thank God I didn't park it on the
It was just floor. So strange to see it.
No, it's you jarring. So jarring.
They also showed the back part of campus, and the, you know, Tulane's campus is really long, so the front part towards St. Charles really only got wind damage, and then as you went back towards the middle part, the Ferret to Willow part,
right.
The flooding kind of started, and then the back, Willow to Claiborne, mm-hmm. was where the worst flooding took place. I lived in Erin,
okay.
Wrote the second
so
floor,
you're...
but like, you know, a lot of people's things in Erin flooded. It was, yeah, right. It was wild.
It was crazy.
It was awful.
I mean, this is not the same, but when Ida hit, I remember, like, evacuating and going and watching the news and just feeling so, like, dystopian. Could not believe it was happening, and obviously different, but just so, I don't know, such a unique experience, I think, to Tulane specifically, and, like, any university, like, in the Gulf. But yeah. Obviously Katrina was, you know, life-changing.
Yeah, it was, like, surreal more than anything, I think.
Yeah.
It was so strange. And at the time, the university had evacuation plans, but they were not as sophisticated, and like emergency plans, they were not as sophisticated as they are now. Obviously, right. Katrina led to a lot of those things.
What was it like? Did you come back to campus the semester after? Did you come later that semester? How did that all go?
I came back to campus either in November or December of 2005, so relatively early and before most people, because as the student government president, I was also invited to attend Tulane board meetings. And so I think their first board meeting back in New Orleans was then, because they'd had previous board meetings in far-flung places to continue the business of the university while the emergency was going on. So, yeah, I came back in that winter and stayed at the Parkview Guest House next to Audubon Park. It was like flying into a ghost town. I'd never seen the New Orleans airport so like non-busy. Most streetlights were still out. It was completely eerie and weird, but it was also nice to see campus and be back on it. And it was only for like 2 days.
Were there classes that semester, or were they completely canceled?
Classes for undergraduates were all canceled.
Yeah.
Classes for graduate students. I think the medical school all moved to Baylor,
yep.
as a unit, and they took class, like Tulane classes with Baylor facilities. Mm-hmm. Undergraduate classes were not going on. So I went to the University of Maryland College Park, because I'm from Baltimore, 3 days a week. And then I got an internship on Capitol Hill with Bill Jefferson, who you can all look up on your own, for 2 days a week. And then I didn't love my classes at College Park. College Park was great. It just, you know, it was too hard to kind of split my time. And I was at the time enjoying my time in Bill Jefferson's office. Just disclaimer. But then I ended up working on the Hill for that internship 5 days a week. So I really just did that for the semester, which felt nice. Bill Jefferson's district included Tulane. So it felt like I was doing something to help. It was nice.
Right. Cool.
It ended up being a little rocky.
Mm-hmm.
But it was nice at the time.
I'm glad. Well, I'm glad that you got to fill your time with something that was enjoyable at the time.
Yeah, it was certainly interesting.
That is wild. Did
Great staff in his office. His congressional staff was wonderful.
amazing. We can also cut any of this if you
No, no,
want.
no.
Oh, what was I gonna ask? Did most people come back second semester, or was it generally a ghost town still?
92% of students came back for the next semester in January. And for that first semester, that fall 2005 semester, Tulane students studied at 492 universities around the world. So I heard of freshmen who studied abroad their first semester, which I thought was cool. But like, if you can think of a college or university, someone from Tulane was probably there that semester.
Cool.
Yeah.
Wow. That's yeah,
Yeah.
wild.
There's a beautiful quilt in the LBC in the 1834 Club that it's a huge quilt. It's like the size of a wall, and it's a tree, and sewn into the tree and into the fabric are the logos of every university that students studied at that semester.
That is really lovely.
It's
I
beautiful.
want to go see that. I didn't even know that existed.
Yeah.
You learn something new on Tulane's campus every day. Okay, we're still learning. We don't go here anymore. We work here, but we learn here, and we love that. Okay, cool. Switching to a little bit of a lighter topic. Who performed during your undergraduate time period, or not undergraduate, but like when you were on campus? Who was here for like Crawfest or TUCP that you remember and were obsessed with or excited about?
Fun fact, Crawfest started my senior year. The
Cool.
first one was my senior year, 2007. The biggest standout to me was my first year homecoming. We had Outkast perform. Like MTV Homecoming was doing a whole tour, and Outkast somehow we got selected, and Outkast came to play at we
Cool.
had it at Tad Gormley Stadium, I think, that year. And so at halftime, basically every student got like a field pass, and they popped up a stage really quickly, and Outkast performed, and there was like MTV crane cameras flying all around. It was awesome.
That is amazing.
Yeah.
That's
Andre
so
3000, I remember, wore a green turban. It was cool. It was a cool
Yeah,
concert.
that is
It was
so
a cool introduction to like college life.
Was it in the quad?
No, Tad Gormley Stadium in City Park. That's where the
Oh,
football
you
team
said,
played.
okay,
Yeah.
sorry. My bad, my bad. Cool,
Yeah.
cool. That's awesome.
That's where the football team played for that game.
Did they ship you on Tulane shuttles over there?
Almost definitely, yes. They must have.
You were taking shuttles to go see football games at the time at the
Yes.
dome.
Yes. Because we normally played in the Superdome, and then some of the games were at Tad Gormley, and Homecoming was one. It was cool there because the tailgating was like a little village. People could pull up their cars. There was a little
Cool.
tiny
I
parade.
love that.
That was fun.
Yeah.
Yeah, but Outkast.
That is
And
amazing.
then,
Outcast.
of course, Guster, one of my favorite bands, played my freshman year. Those are like the most memorable standouts for me.
Cool.
Yeah.
Awesome. Great answers. Okay, let's talk a little bit about you now at Tulane,
Okay.
and then we'll kind of pivot to some last minute like fire round fun questions.
Okay.
How did you arrive to like your current position now? What has been the trajectory since graduation to get you here?
I graduated in 2007, which was as the economy was collapsing, which was awesome. So, I was looking for a job for about 18 months, and then I started working at Tulane. A position opened up in student affairs. So, I started working in the Office of Student Programs, helping with like student organizations and campus programs. And I was there for 4 years. Basically, I saw one entire class, the class of 2013, through their entire career. So I think I started in August 2009, and I left student programs in May of 2013, and then I joined the Office of Alumni Relations then. And my current role is the Director of Strategy and Operations for Alumni Relations. So I work with our office's budget, our operations systems. I help manage our board of directors, and manage the house as a facility since we do a lot of events and things there. And this is my third role in the office. I started working with reunions and student programs. Then I moved on to run the undergraduate reunion weekend, and I've had this job for 4 years.
Love it.
Yeah.
Cool. And now we're doing this podcast. So
Now we're
that's
doing this
another thing to
podcast.
add
Yeah.
to the list.
Another facet of the diamond.
Yes, indeed. Oh, wow. Okay. Let's move into a little bit of a fire round. It's gonna be quick, but I just want to hear, like, let's go. Okay. Who was the Tulane mascot when you were a student?
Riptide.
What song makes you think of your college experience?
Get low.
Favorite places to eat, go, drink, any of those?
When I was a student, probably Frescos on Maple Street. That was like, I would say, the fancy place to go. And then if my parents came to town, probably like one of the Emeralds restaurants, like Nola. And then, oh, for my graduation dinner, we went to Arno's. That was great.
Fun.
My family, wonderful.
Awesome. Favorite Mardi Gras crew or parade or day or memory? Any of the above?
I ride in tux, so
You
I say,
ride in tux?
yes,
Peter,
crew of tux
can
is
you
what I
get me
call
into tux?
it.
I love tux. I didn't know you did. So is that your favorite then?
Yeah, it's a
Okay,
blast.
cool. Favorite New Orleans memory?
Oh.
I guess this isn't really a firearm question.
My junior year, when we all came back to campus in January,
After Katrina?
after Katrina, they reran orientation for that first year class. It was called Orientation Deja Vu. And for those of you who don't know, the orientation team leaders, the OTLs, put out wayfinding signs for everyone coming to campus who's new the night before orientation at like whatever, midnight or something. And so all the wayfinding signs are out on campus. And what they did not account for was that a friend of mine, we were all coming home from the boot, decided to take all of the wayfinding signs and put them in their dorm room. So for the next day, there were no wayfinding signs, and everybody was wondering who stole them. And I knew but couldn't say anything.
And you still haven't to this
Still
day?
will not say
Taking it to the grave.
what gender a person is, who they are, or anything. If I know, I will never, under threat of death, will not say.
I love a two-lane
But
true crime story.
incredible memory.
Amazing.
I remember the person very proudly running around, pulling up the signs, being very proud, and like marching around like a soldier with them, doing some
Totally.
dances with them. And yeah.
Did you ever steal anything while you were on campus as
No
a
comment.
student? No
No
comment.
comment. Next question.
You
Let's take a
definitely
break.
did. And we're back. That's fun.
Redacted.
We should have a true crime. That should be
Yes.
a question, actually. Did you steal anything while you were on campus?
Yes, the statute of limitations has run out. I'm trying to think. Well, I'll say this. At the time, taking food out of Brough and eating it was not considered theft. So on that those counts, innocent. Did not do that. What else did I steal? I would say most things I was gifted. I didn't steal
Okay,
them.
Mr. Fancy.
There were famous thefts when I was on campus, though, because my freshman year, the then UC, now LBC, began its renovation. So I had the old UC for my first semester, and then they started renovations on it. So they basically tore it down. And right before that, they were auctioning off some of the pieces in the old UC that were not going to get reused or anything. And the previous president, Scott Cowan, for one homecoming before I was a student, bought a white suit from Perlis, and he stood on campus and students could paint him in all these colors. And the suit ended up in a glass case in the UC, and it was going to be auctioned off, and it was stolen, and no one knows where it is. Yes.
Still,
Yes.
should we derail this podcast and
Yes.
make a true crime
It
podcast to
is,
find that?
yes. Seriously.
That is insane.
Yes.
That's actually kind of cool, though. I love it.
Yes.
Wow, that person is batty.
Yes. They auctioned off like some of the like signs about like this office here and that room there and different pieces of like UC like history and memorabilia, and the suit was going to be, but it was stolen. No one knows where it is.
No one knows where it is. Thank you so much for being here and letting me interview you. I had so much fun.
Me too.
I love learning things about you.
Oh,
Yeah, it's fun.
thanks.
Yeah.
Okay, bye everybody.
Bye.
Thanks so much for listening to this episode of the Bee Field Alumni Podcast.
Find us on Instagram at BeeField Alumni Podcast.
Or on the web at alumnipodcast.tulane.edu.
See you next time. Roll
Roll wave.
wave.